From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, this is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. From $30,000 to $700,000, five grants from the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund for activity in Timmins have been announced by MPP George Peary.
These types of announcements are just really important to the whole community, and very, very proud that we've got that amount of money coming back into the city of Timmins for enterprises as well as social venues.
You can see the list of recipients and what they'll use the money for over at MyTimmonsNow.com. Peary says there are more to come over the summer months. Taquatagamo's Roseanne Archibald has been turfed as president of the Chiefs of Assembly of First Nations in a 71% vote. It follows a third-party investigation into allegations that Archibald retaliated against five staff members of the organization who complained about her leadership. An interim president will be appointed to fill the job until an election in December. Taquatagamo is the former New Post First Nation near Cochrane. Police say the stabbing of three people at the University of Waterloo was hate-motivated. A professor and two students in a gender studies class were stabbed yesterday. All three are being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Waterloo Regional Police say they believe the attack was hate-motivated, related to gender expression and identity. The suspect was arrested in the building shortly after the incident. A 24-year-old international student faces nine charges. The Ontario government has rejected calls to declare intimate partner violence an epidemic. The coroner's inquest into the 2015 deaths of three women in the Ottawa Valley makes that recommendation. The province says intimate partner violence is not an infectious disease, so not an epidemic. When pressed about the decision today, Premier Doug Ford said the government is implementing 22 of the coroner's 86 recommendations. He then leveled blame at Canada's bail system. Because convicted killer Basil Baritsky was out on bail at the time of the murders for threatening a victim's family in 2012 and assaulting and choking another in 2013. Finally, this afternoon, that missing pet snake in Kapuskasing thankfully has been found. The OPP say the 4-foot boa constrictor is back with its owner and is healthy. The snake had been gone since last Saturday. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.